Today's episode of Newfound Records, Alphabet Songs, is a repeat broadcast. We first aired it on February 21st of 2026.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. Now, later on in this episode, we are going to remember singer, musician, actor, Brian Hennessy. Brian, he was born on this date, February 21st, back in 1949. Would have been celebrating his 77th birthday today. But first, we are going to learn our ABCs. Got a bunch of alphabet songs on our playlist today. And they, of course, are performed by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. So you stay with me, and you're going to learn a bunch of alphabets. The sailor's alphabet, the fishermen's, the rig workers, the loggers. And to kick off, the first alphabet song recorded by a Newfoundland and Labrador recording artist, fellow from the Big Land, recorded an album back in 1970. I'm talking about Gerald Mitchell. Here's the Trapper's Alphabet.
A is for Alvin, who hunts in the fall. B is for Bobby, who hunts near the springs. C is for Charlie, who hunts porcupine. D is for Donald, who's home all the time. E is for Alice, who works in the barns. F is for Frank, who can spin a good yarn. G is for Gaud, who hunts Canamoo. And H is for Henry, who hunts in there too. I is for Isaac, who hunts on the shares. J is for Judson, who gives them the gears. K is for Keith, the boss of our store. L is for Leroy, who hunts along the shore. M is for Murdoch, who works day and night. N is for Nat, who hunts Gillard's Bite. O is for Oswald, who hunts down the bay. P is for Percy, who's only halfway. Q is for Quarum, in the church he do sing. R is for Reggie, who lives like a king. S is for Sid, who hunts in the fall. And T is for Tabby, looks after a soul. U is for Uncle, who's never served right. V is for Victor, who hunts to South Bite. W is for Woods, where we spend most our time. And the other three letters I'll just put in rhyme. X for excuse me if I've made a mistake. Y is the yarn that is never too long. Z is for zero, we often do see. And this is the end of my ABCs.
You just heard Gerald Mitchell. He was singing The Trapper's Alphabet, song composed by Judson Blake Sr. And that recording marked the first commercial recording of a Newfoundland and Labrador alphabet song. The year was 1970, and you may have noticed that in the song, the composer used ABCs as the first letter of many McCovic's trappers' names. And that's where Gerald Mitchell was born, by the way, in McCovic. Now, a little info about Gerald Mitchell and that album. He was actually the first native-born Labradorian to cut his own album of Labrador folk songs. His father was a trapper and a fisherman, as were most Labradorians who lived on the coast in those days. And as a little boy, Gerald used to listen to country and western music on the family's wind-up gramophone. No electricity back then, I guess. He learned to play guitar, he learned to sing, and in the 1960s, Mitchell became known on local CBC radio as the Labrador Balladeer. He received a couple of honors in his lifetime, musical honors. In 2009, he was Music NL's Unsung Hero Award recipient. And in 2012, he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Newfoundland Folk Arts Council. Okay, we move on now to our next alphabet song, which is from an album called The Sailor's Alphabet by Wilf Doyle and his orchestra, along with Christine being Wilf Doyle's wife. Now, the alphabet song on the album, called Sailor's Alphabet, the alphabet song was simply called Alphabet Song. And it is sung then by Christine Doyle, and which is a bit odd because most sailors, back in those days in particular, were male, almost exclusively male, I would think. Now, the composer of the alphabet song, or the Sailor's Alphabet, I'll call it, is not credited on this particular album. I'm suspecting that it's very, very old, and you can probably consider it traditional. In the ditty that you're going to hear, the first letter of the words associated with sailing are arranged alphabetically. So you'll hear A is for anchor, for example, B is for bowsprits, and C is for capstan, and so on and so on until we get to Z. And a lot of those sailors' terms are new to a landlubber like me, and I suspect they're new to you, too. Now, I did do a little research on alphabet songs when I was preparing for this episode, and I found that the chorus of this particular ditty, the Sailor's Alphabet, is similar to the chorus in many sailor alphabet songs, stressing that sailors are happy people, provided they are supplied with grog. You know what grog is? Well, in general terms, it's alcohol, often a mixture of rum and water, and sailors typically received a daily ration. And the chorus to this song goes like this, and it's typical of sailor alphabet songs. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No mortals on earth are like sailors at sea. Blow high or blow low as the good ship sails along. Give the sailor his grog, and there's nothing goes wrong.
A for the anchor which hangs on her bow. B for the bowsprit through the wide seas to plow. C for the capstan that turns her around. And D for J for the jib, which so neatly do fit. K for the kids and the peelings below. And L for the lanyards we move to and fro. M for the mainmast, so stout and so strong. N for the needle, which never points wrong. For the owners, we
Wilf Doyle and his orchestra with Christine, the Sailor's Alphabet. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker, and today we are all about Newfoundland and Labrador alphabet songs. Just heard an old one. Let's move on to a new one. This next one is called The Fisherman's Alphabet, and it's a completely different song from the Sailor's Alphabet you just heard. It's by a band called Swarees, who were basically made up of two performers, as I understand it, Gus Burton and Shel Thornhill. And the song you're about to hear, The Fisherman's Alphabet, Gus Burton composed that along with Kevin Bond. And it was on an album that they released back in 1989, album called Life's Precious Dream. And that was released, I think, on cassette tape only. And on the album, Shel Thornhill, he did the singing and played the accordion, and Gus Burton played guitar and drums. There's a bass player in there too, but the bass player isn't identified. Now that song, The Fisherman's Alphabet, back to that, is quite different from the Sailor's Alphabet that you just heard. There's no chorus, for example. And it has a different list of alphabetical terms associated with sailing and with the fishery. More upbeat too. Nice, light, and breezy tempo to it.
A is for the anchor and the Atlantic we fish. B is for the boat on which we take the risk. C is for the cod and the caveman as well. And D for the dories that ride o'er the swell. E is for the engine we count on each day. F for the fish which gives us our pay. G is for the grapnel and also the gaff. And H for the hours we spend on our craft. I is for inspectors by whose laws we abide. J for the jigger we throw o'er the side. K is for the knowledge our fishermen have gained. And L for the license that we must obtain. M is for the money and the months that we work. N is for never our duties do we shirk. O is for the ocean o'er which we float. And P for the painter that ties on our boat. Q is for the key at some call of war. R for the rudder which keeps us on our course. S is for the squids and also the sea. And T for the time away from the family. U for understanding the dangers we go through. V for the vessels that carries the crews. W is for the weather and also the wheel. And X for the experts we are in our field. Y is for the yearning for our family that we miss. That is for the zone in which we catch our fish. Ask any fisherman and they all will agree. There's nothing near as dangerous as working on the sea. There's nothing near as dangerous as working on the sea.
The music I just heard was the Swarees with the Fisherman's Alphabet. Now we're going to move on to an artist named Gary Mitchell, also from Mackovic, like Gerald Mitchell. The song we're going to hear Gary Mitchell do, he calls it the Mackovic Alphabet Song. And in this song, the focus is on the people of Mackovic, not on an occupation like trapping or fishing, which we've already heard, or rig working or logging, which will be coming along later on. Gary Mitchell alphabetically sings then the first names of Makovic residents, and all the residents that are mentioned in the song are males. Must have been some females up there, I would think. A is for Alfred, B is for Bill, C is for Charlie. That's the way it goes. The track is from an album called Hanging On to Labrador. Gary Mitchell released this one in 1994 on cassette tape. Don't know if it was available in other formats or not. He recorded it in Cornerbrook at Driftwood Studio and used the very competent Driftwood Studio session musicians. Bugs Green. Bugs played a lot of instruments on the album. Fiddle. He played mandolin, electric lead guitar, and he played acoustic guitar. In there providing harmony and backup vocals was Angela Brown. And Reg Brown, he played a whole slew of instruments as well. He played acoustic rhythm guitar, drums, bass, piano, programmed the keyboarding, sang harmony vocals, and they sang backup vocals. And Gary Mitchell himself, he did the singing.
A is for Alfred, he's short and he's fat. B is for Bill, he's a hard-looking chap. C is for Charlie, away in the bay. And E is for David, down island to stay. E is for Edward, his buddy is Bill. F is for Freddy, traps on island hills. G is for Garden, away in the bay. And H is for Harvey, his top, so they say. I is for Ike, his pint, Bill's fishing ground. J is for Jimmy, so sturdy and sound. K is for the kisses, the girls get their share. And L is for Leonard, looks up in the air. M is for Maxie, we all call him Mac. N is for Ned, and his door is so black. O is for Olaf, his Thorsten's young son. And P is for the partridge we kill with the gun. Q is for the questions we often do ask. R is for Rupert, is like Bill and Max. S is for Shorty, is stout, strong and good. And T is for Teddy, he chops up the wood. U's for Uncle John, a solid old chap. V is for Victor, his favorite chap. W's for Wilson, the solid young block. And X for the kisses, he keeps Kurt Kuchak. Y's for young Sammy, we can't leave him out. And Z is for Zero, that we'll do without.
You just heard Gary Mitchell with the Makovic Alphabet Song. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. And I want to extend a welcome now to people that are listening on my mother station, CHMR-FM, which is Campus and Community Radio in St. John's, Newfoundland, broadcasting from Memorial University. And I also welcome to those listening on other community stations throughout Newfoundland and Labrador. Welcome to listeners on Radio Bell Island. I also welcome listeners who are tuned in to Exploits Valley Community Radio in Grand Falls, Windsor, The Bay FM in Cornerbrook, Bay of Islands, and Voice of Bombay Radio, which has transmitters in Norris Point and Rocky Harbour. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. And today, on Newfound Records, we're having a bit of fun with the alphabet. So far, we've learned the ABCs of trapping, of sailing, of fishing, and the people of Makovic. And next, a recent alphabet song composed by Newfoundland and Labrador traditional music nerd Jim Payne. The song we're going to hear is the Rig Workers Alphabet, and this is from an LP simply called Jim Payne and Kelly Russell, that they released in 1983. And there's great liner notes with this particular album. And I'm going to give you a quote now, what the liner notes say about the Rig Workers alphabet. And I quote, "In January of 1983, along with fiddler Rufus Ginchard, we traveled 200 miles east of Newfoundland to play on board the offshore drilling rigs. Upon the request of one of the workers, Jim composed this song. It is patterned after the numerous other alphabet songs of various trades, the melody being a slightly adapted version of The Fisherman's Alphabet from Chris Cobb of Fogo Island." End quote.
A for Atlantic, the Earth's largest well. B for the ballast and the boys in the bell. C for the chopper that brought us out here. And D is the danger that lurks everywhere. So hardy are we to work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Blow high or blow low, the wind it do roar. There's no job on earth like one working offshore. E for the engine room, F for the flange, G for the Grand Banks just off Newfoundland, also for the galley where the grub is so good, and H is for home where we'd stay if we could. So hardy are we who work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Blow high or blow low, the wind it do roar. There's no job on earth like one working offshore. I for the icebergs come drifting down through. J is the job that we're out here to do. K for the knowledge that built this damn thing. And L is for lifting what the supply boats bring. So hardy are we to work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Blow high or blow working offshore. M for the monkey board, N for the knives. O is for oil under ocean it lies. P for the pontoon that keeps us afloat. And Q is for quickly you stay on your toes. So hardy are we who work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Go high or go low, like one working offshore. R for the roughneck who knows all the tricks. S for the set code of 706. T the tool pusher, top man on the job. And also for thribble, 330-foot rods. So hardy are we to work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Blow high or blow low, like one working offshore. U is for under, we don't want to go. V for the valve that lets all things flow. W for weather and the waves it do bring. And X for excuse me if you think I can't sing. So hardy are we who work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Go high or go low, job on earth like one working offshore. Why for a yell if the man's overboard? A yippee and yahoo when we gets on shore. Z for the zipper to do up your dry suit. You'll put it on first, boys, and haul on your boots. So hardy are we who work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Go high or go low, like one working offshore. So hardy are we who work out on the rig, where the seas they do roll and the waves are so big. Blow high or blow low, the wind it do roar. There's no job on earth like one working offshore.
Jim Payne, the Rig Workers Alphabet. song he composed himself. Okay, let's move on now to another Alphabet song. This one is the Lager's Alphabet, and it was released on a compact disc, the title being The Music of Our Burnished Exes. This CD was released just recently, really, 2021. And the lyrics for this particular song were composed a long time ago by Ronald E. Saunders from Rattling Brook, that's in Newfoundland. And he was born back in 1924. So he did the lyrics, and the music for the ditty is traditional. And there is a chorus to this one, and it's similar to the chorus in the Sailor's Alphabet that we heard by Wilf Doyle and Christine a little earlier. But in the chorus of this number, you will notice that the chopper, it seems, doesn't get a daily ration of grog. Instead of give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong, the chorus goes, give a chopper fair play and there's nothing goes wrong. Now, once again, there's great notes with this compact disc, and I'm going to quote a little bit from it about this number. And I quote, "The composer, Saunders, he worked with Bow Waters, which owned the Cornerbrook-based pulp and paper mill at both Deer Lake and Cornerbrook. And he wrote this tribute to early Wood's work and to Bow Water back in 1952. The geographic and industrial specificity of Saunders' version provides local context and color, making it a unique contribution to the list of alphabet songs about Wood's work. With its bluegrass styling and striking vocal harmonies, the St. John's-based trio Flower Hill offers a fresh and memorable version of this adaptation of a classic Wood song." End quote.
For the bucksaw that cuts down the spruce. C is for the camps that are built for our men. D is for the drivers whose pick bowls do ring.
E is for the edge of the Humber so wide. F is for the forest that grows on each side. G is for the gates that are placed in our dams. H is to hoist them when driving begins.
I is for for the junks down the river they go. K is for the keys that our watchmen possess. L is for the long nights they're out without rest. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No mortals alive are happier than we. Tuny high dairy, low dairy, high dairy, ding dong. Give a chopper fair play and there's nothing goes wrong.
M is for the mileage we travel. For the nippers who bite us all day. O is for the owners who pay down the cash. P is for the powerhouse that lights with a flash. Q is for the quarry, that rocky old hill. R is for the roads leading down to the mill. S is for the sulfur, how it's used, I don't know. T is for the tug, here she comes with her tow.
V is for the valley that the Humber runs on. W is for the wet days deducted from our time. X is a letter I can't bring to rhyme. Y is for the years that we waited so long. Z is a letter that's ending my song. May your mill wheels keep turning year in and year out, and your big ships go trading the whole world about. While the whistles
chopper fair play, and there's nothing goes wrong.
beautiful. You just heard Flower Hill with the Lauer's Alphabet. And Flower Hill for this recording were Maria Cherwick. She sang and she played the fiddle. Angie Monroe was on banjo and she did some singing. And Sherry Ryan, she played guitar and sang. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And I'm Wayne Tucker. Later on, we're going to remember singer, musician, actor Brian Hennessy. And right now, though, we're going to continue checking out Newfoundland and Labrador alphabet songs. Now, next up, we have one by Wayne Bartlett from Carpoon. He's on the northern peninsula of the island of Newfoundland. And Bartlett puts a different spin on ABC songs. He released this one in 1989, and that was 3 years before the commercial cod fishery moratorium began. And this song is really not so much about an occupation, like fishing or trapping or reed working and so on, so much as it's about management of an occupation, the occupation being fishery. And the song actually is not so much about management of the fishery as what he sees as mismanagement by governments. And he's not too impressed by the role that unions have played as well. For example, he sings F for the fishery that's going downgrade, G for the government that took it away, H for the heartache our families go through, and I for the inshore fishery. It's dead.
A for the anchor that holds the gear down. B is for boats on the waves they do pound. In the cold North Atlantic, just off Newfoundland, in search of the codfish for this sea will stand. D for the draggers that make our blood boil when they cut down the limit to just half a mile. They're driving us back, boys, the fish along the shore, and there's coming a time when we'll fish here no more. The 40 engines getting bigger each year. Volvo and Yamaha's the best around here, but we don't need the power to catch the codfish. All we need is for someone to listen to this. F for the fishery that's going down great. G for the government that took it away. We heard of the changes they were going to make. For the Newfoundland fishery, it's a little too late. H for the Arctic our families go through when they see that their daddies do all they can do. I for the inshore fishery it's dead, and J for the joke that it's becoming stead. K for the king of all liars we saw when he sat in the big chair up in Ottawa, telling us Newfoundland's already rich while he jingles his pockets to hell with the rest. L for the loan board that reached down our neck. 15% is not much of a check. And what a tradition, straighten up in the fall. M for the money, not enough for it all. M for the province of our Newfoundland. Forever a nation divided we stand. Out on the Grand Banks there's a city at sea. It's called overfishing, or this hole will be. P for the promises thicker than fish. It took us a while to get used to this, but we know that a child's burn dreads the fire. A promise is worthless when it comes from a liar. We all know the next letter has to be killed. It's stands for the quota they'll give the most to. The Russians, the Spaniards, Japanese and the French. The door has been opened and it's not been closed since. Our poor restructure, what is it, my son? We know it needs S for the studies they've done. T for the tankers and the refinery. We've got enough problems without democracy. U for the unions of Cashin and White. We all know they're wrong, but they both think they're right. V for the very big mess that we're in, when we trust in the promises of these two men. W for the winners and the UIC game. X for the mark the old man writes his name. To fame he's entitled, to something he's earned. And Y for the younger generation in turn. Now comes the closing of my ABCs. I've got them all rhyming except for the Z. Now you might not like it, say I cause it sad. But if you don't like my singing, that's just too darn bad.
Wayne Bartlett, he called that song The ABCs of the Newfoundland Fishery. And that's from an album that Bartlett released in 1989 called A Reason to Believe, his second album, and it was available on cassette tape only, I think, recorded at Sims Studio in Ballorum. And the musicians on there, well, Wayne Bartlett himself, he sang and played rhythm guitar. And then there was session musician Mike Higgins on steel guitar. Huey Poole played rhythm guitar, sang harmony vocals on the album. And Sims Avery was in there. He played guitars, accordion, and keyboards. Okay, we'll move on now to our last alphabet song, and it's actually another rendition of a song that Gerald Mitchell sang to kick off today's episode, The Trapper's Alphabet. The Flummies are going to do it, and they recorded this back in 1988. That was 19 years after Mitchell had recorded his, and there's some minor changes to the lyrics in this one. Now, about the Flummies, they are a five-piece for this album anyway, five-piece, mostly Aboriginal music group based at Happy Valley Goose Bay in central Labrador. And they have received a number of accolades throughout their musical career. Back in 2003, they were named recipient of the Stomp and Tom Award by the East Coast Music Association. In 2009, they received a Hall of Honor Award from Arts NL. And in 2021, they received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Music NL. Now, the musicians on this album were Gary O'Driscoll. He played lead guitar and sang harmonies. Harris Learning played bass guitar. Greg O'Blenis played the drums. Richard Dyson played the accordion. Alton Best, he sang and played acoustic guitar. And George Shewak, he provided background vocals and also did some lead vocals. The track we are about to hear, The Trapper's Alphabet, is from the album Sons of Labrador that the Flummies released in 1988.
A is for Elvin, in the woods he do sing. B is for Bobby, who hunts in the spring. C is for Charlie, who hunts porcupine. D is for Donald, who's home all the time. E is for Ellis, who works in the barn. F is for Frank, who can spin a good yarn. G is for Gordon, who hunts Kennemoo. H is for Henry, who hunts in there too. I is for Isaac, who hunts on the shears. J is for Judson, who gives them the gears. K is for Keats, the boss of our store. L is for Levi, who hunts along the shore. M is for Murdoch, who works day and night. N is
for Matthew Hans Gillard's wife. O is for Oslo Hans down the bay. P is for Percy, who's on we halfway. Q is for Vern in the church he do sing. R is for Reggie, who lives like a king. S is for Sid, who hunts in the ponds. T is for Devney, who helps us along. U is for Uncle, who's never served right. V is for Victor, who hunts the south bite. W is for Woods, where we spend most our time. The other three letters we can't get in rhyme. X for excuse me if I made a mistake. Y is for yarn that is never too long. Z is for zero, we often do see. And this is the end of my ABCs.
There you go, the Flummies, rounding off our series of alphabet songs with their rendition of the Trapper's Alphabet. Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and I want to welcome listeners now that are tuned into stations in mainland Canada, including those listening on CIOE-FM, which is community radio in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR-FM in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIDI-FM, Townships Community Radio in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, and CKXU-FM, Campus and Community Radio in Lethbridge, Alberta. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you do enjoy the program today. Okay, we'll now remember Brian Hennessy, who was born today, February 21st, 1949, so it's his 77th birthday. Now, Hennessy was a regular performer at Vicky Hines' annual Feast of Cone extravaganza that she continues to hold right up to today. And as I recall, he even hosted or co-hosted some of those shows. In 2008, Vicky released a compact disc which featured live performances from the 2005 and 2006 shows. And the performers on the compact disc were backed by the Beautiful Losers Band, which featured stellar legendary local musicians, Sandy Morris, Dave Panting, Derek Pelly, Jeff Panting is in there, Kelly Russell, as well as George Morgan. And from that compact disc, we'll now hear Brian Hennessy's poignant rendition of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to a place near the river. You can hear boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you wanna travel with her, and you wanna travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said all men will be sailors then, until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you wanna travel with him, and you wanna travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you wanna travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Brian Hennessy, backed by the Beautiful Losers, with Suzanne. Now, Brian Hennessy was a multi-talented guy from St. John's. Passed away, I think it was 5 years ago. Yeah, he was 72 years old at the time. Perhaps best known in the last few decades as an actor. Appeared in theater, in film, and on television. And in latter years performed with the Rising Tide Theater in Trinity, Newfoundland. He directed plays as well, and he wrote screenplays and books. Also was a distinguished musician, taught himself to play many instruments, including bass, harmonica, guitar, piano. Played in many bands beginning in the 1960s. Was a founding member of the seminal Wonderful Grand Band. And he was a singer-songwriter, too. We're going to hear a song that he composed now. Sandy Morris may have had a hand in writing this one as well. Simply called The City of St. John's. And some background information to set up this song. The City of St. John's first instituted a pedestrian mall on the historic Water Street shopping district in 1969. And at the time, Brian Hennessy wrote a song to mark the occasion. And when the city revived the idea of a pedestrian mall in 2020, Sandy Morris encouraged Brian to resurrect the original song. He did that, sang lead vocals, and with Sandy's help, plus fiddlers and harmony vocalists Carol Bestfather and Maria Sherwick, they recorded it. The title is City of St. John's.
I was hanging out a window, I was trying not to fall. You were looking all around with a smile so bright, and the sun poured down with a heavenly light. The city of St. John smiled all summer. Everybody was a friend, everybody was a lover. We don't know where it's going, but we know where it's gone. In the city. We were living downtown. We were flying in the sky. We were flying on the ground. The sun smiled down on every street and every alley, from Signal Hill to the Waterford Valley. The city of St. John smiled all summer. Everybody was a sister. Everybody was a brother. We don't know where it's gone, but we know where it's gone. In the city of St. John's. like a northeast wind. We lost a few lovers, we lost a few friends. Whole lot of ships in and out of the harbor. Whole lot of bridges running over the water. I've been on the main for that neon dream, and they smile when I tell them where I come from. The city of St. John smiled all summer. Everybody was a friend, everybody was a lover. We don't know where it's going, but we know where it's gone. In the city of St. John's. One more! The city of St. John's smiled all summer. Everybody was a friend, everybody was a lover. We don't know where it's going, but we know where it's gone. In the city of St. John's. Be glad you're living in the city of St. John's.
Well, folks, time's up. Gotta beat it. Taking us out today, trio that called themselves Public Hearing back in 1984. The trio being Paul Steffler playing piano, Mac Furlong handling percussion, and on guitar, Bob Weinstein. Weinstein, in case I'm mispronouncing it. Song we're going to hear, it's an instrumental. Title is in keeping with today's main theme, alphabet songs. Title is A, B, C, D, composed by pianist Paul Steffler. Got a jazzy feel to it, this one. It's from the cassette tape Sound Symposium, 1984. Pretty rare tape, I think. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's show, and that you'll tune in again next week for more great obscure gems by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And until then, let's all be good to each other. And especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.
This is Dead Root Revival on CFRC 101.9.
Queen's University Radio.
Kingston, Ontario.
Don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh, yeah, she's talking about making bacon with me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell.